Okay.
The Office of the United Nations Human Rights Chief called on the Russian government to carry out or cooperate with an independent investigation into the reported poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
It's incumbent on the Russian authorities to fully investigate who was responsible for this crime, a very serious crime that was committed on Russian soil, and to ensure the protection of the human rights of its citizens, including Mr. Navalny.
Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, described the poisoning as an attempted assassination. Mr. Navalny was brought out of his medically induced coma the other day. He had been flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolosnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early Tuesday while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The official said Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members who both successfully entered Ukraine. Anton Gerashenko, the deputy interior minister of Ukraine, said today at 4 a.m. two citizens of Belarus who run an active opposition activity against Lukashenko's regime have arrived on the territory of Ukraine from the territory of Belarus. These citizens, when talking to the border service, said they were detained against their will in Minsk together with Maria Kolesnikova. They were expelled from Belarus against their will. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko in that August the 9th election. This is VOA News. House Democrats said Tuesday they will investigate whether Postmaster General Louis DeJoy encouraged employees at his former business to contribute to Republican candidates and then reimburse them in the guise of bonuses, a violation of campaign finance laws. Five people who worked for DeJoy's former company, New Breed Logistics, say they were urged by DeJoy's aides or by DeJoy himself to write checks and attend fundraisers at his mansion in Greensboro, North Carolina. The Washington Post reported this yesterday. Two former employees told the newspaper that DeJoy would later give bigger bonuses to reimburse for the contributions. Now, it's not illegal to encourage employees to contribute to candidates, but it is illegal to reimburse them as a way of avoiding federal campaign contribution limits. President Donald Trump began his Labor Day press conference yesterday by saying top Defense Department leaders want to keep waging wars to keep defense contractors happy. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump, during a White House news conference Monday, said ordinary troops like him, but not the Pentagon brass.
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
The president slamming the military leaders as part of his continued defense against allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen service members, including calling World War I dead at a cemetery in France losers and suckers. The Atlantic first reported on the anonymously sourced allegations. AP and other media organizations verified those allegations with their own sources. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The president also spoke yesterday about the likelihood of a coronavirus vaccine sometime in October before the election. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spoke this morning with reporters.
I'm very optimistic that we will have something by the end of October. So if you're looking at the end of October as Election Day, I would agree with the president that the progress to date has been extremely encouraging. That being said, we're in clinical three trials in a number of different with a number of different vaccine manufacturers. And so you never know until those final trials come in.
Election Day is less than 2 months away. Russia's foreign minister says Moscow is ready to step in and help ease rising tensions over Turkey's search for energy reserves in the eastern Mediterranean and rejected any actions that could lead to further escalation. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA.